Unit 12. The Love Bug. The virus originated in the Philippines, but it quickly spread westward around the globe as individuals and businesses began their mornings by opening their emails. The virus originated in the Philippines, but it quickly spread westward around the globe as individuals and businesses began their mornings by opening their emails. The virus originated in the Philippines, but it quickly spread westward around the globe as individuals and businesses began their mornings by opening their emails. Upon opening the email, the receiver would read the lines, "Kindly check the attached love letter coming from me." Upon opening the email, the receiver would read the lines, "Kindly check the attached love letter coming from me." Upon opening the email, the receiver would read the lines, "Kindly check the attached love letter coming from me." The program would search the user's email address book and send copies of the "I love you" email to everyone listed, and then the malicious program went on to delete various music, video, and image files within the computer. The program would search the user's email address book and send copies of the "I love you" email to everyone listed, and then the malicious program went on to delete various music, video, and image files within the computer. The program would search the user's email address book and send copies of the "I love you" email to everyone listed, and then the malicious program went on to delete various music, video, and image files within the computer. China also escaped any major problems caused by the virus. China also escaped any major problems caused by the virus. China also escaped any major problems caused by the virus. Businesses in Switzerland, Denmark, and Norway were also heavily hit by the love bug. Businesses in Switzerland, Denmark, and Norway were also heavily hit by the love bug. Businesses in Switzerland, Denmark, and Norway were also heavily hit by the love bug. But even that forewarning did not stop the love bug from temporarily shutting down email services in Ford Motor Company, the ABC Television Network, and the United Nations offices. But even that forewarning did not stop the love bug from temporarily shutting down email services in Ford Motor Company, the ABC Television Network, and the United Nations offices. But even that forewarning did not stop the love bug from temporarily shutting down email services in Ford Motor Company, the ABC Television Network, and the United Nations offices. These variations appeared as innocent Mother's Day messages and even as love bug antivirus downloads. These variations appeared as innocent Mother's Day messages and even as love bug antivirus downloads. These variations appeared as innocent Mother's Day messages and even as love bug antivirus downloads. The suspected culprit turned out to be a 24-year-old computer science student in Manila named Onel de Guzman. The suspected culprit turned out to be a 24-year-old computer science student in Manila named Onel de Guzman. The suspected culprit turned out to be a 24-year-old computer science student in Manila named Onel de Guzman. He only said he helped create the original program using ideas from the thesis he planned to write for his degree. He only said he helped create the original program using ideas from the thesis he planned to write for his degree. He only said he helped create the original program using ideas from the thesis he planned to write for his degree. The country quickly passed a law the next month, but the new law could not be used to punish de Guzman for his past crime. The country quickly passed a law the next month, but the new law could not be used to punish de Guzman for his past crime. The country quickly passed a law the next month, but the new law could not be used to punish de Guzman for his past crime.